You're in the band next door here on 2SCR Windows 7.3, your Wednesday night being soundtracked from all the suburbs and streets of Sydney and beyond for 2 hours from now till 10 o'clock. We've just hit the 8:31 mark. In your ears just then, you might be familiar already with the sounds of Sydney's finest cowgirl outfit of Lady Lion. It's our feature album this week, their brand new album, their debut LP. It's called Cub. The track there, Goldmines, is what we heard from that record. And I have the very pleasure of being joined by 4/5 of Lady Lion hanging out here in the 2SCR studios. Haley, Helen, Reese, and Ross. That's in alphabetical order, I believe. I thought that was the best way to write it, just so I don't make anyone kind of jealous or, you know, put egos above others. Mm. But thank you for coming in on what is a very cold and blustery Wednesday night. It's a pleasure to have you here, and congratulations
on your debut
album.
Thanks for having us, Kev.
Thanks, Kev.
No, don't sweat it.
Oh, yeah. Hang on. This is from... Oh, no. Okay, ready?
Oh, very nice.
Like a celebration.
Excellente.
Now it's a party.
Wow, so a long time coming. It's been a couple of years since we kind of last really spoke about what Lady Lion was up to. It was when your Friends in Hell record EP was coming out.
Yeah.
So I know there was a bit of a track in the middle, Body and Soul.
Body and Soul, yeah.
Was a bit of a lead-in, but didn't appear on the record.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of thinking, was the album a pure collection of songs written for this record? Was there any kind of B-sides or studio cuts that were left over from that previous outing?
No.
Okay.
No.
Bluntly, no.
These songs, with the exception of Next of Skin, which is the third last on the record, which is a few years old, every single one of these songs is new.
Okay.
So written in between...
In record time.
Written in 2 months at the end of last year, basically, yeah.
Very nice.
So, yeah.
Haley actually wrote, we went on a writing trip in November of 2024 and to get our collective shit together. And Haley actually wrote 3 songs in, I think, the space of an afternoon.
Yeah, I sent them to the bottler and I was like, okay, I need 3
yeah.
songs.
She wanted to be left alone. And we obliged and we came back and she had three songs. One of them is like the first track on the record. And yeah, what a songwriter.
Yeah.
Wow. So like, you know, do you have to really be focused when it comes to the music that you write as Lady Lion? Because there's a couple of central themes throughout this record. Like the track there, for example, that we did here is a song about acceptance and moving on and realizing that, you know, things aren't what they're supposed to be. So were there any kind of moments that really kind of keyed into what this album's about?
Yeah, definitely. I think I've come to a point where I'm happy in my life and I've gotten older, sad to say. But that also comes with an acceptance of, you know, you can't change the past and you should stop worrying about it or feeling bad about it. And there's a lot of that theme running through these songs. In, you know, each song has a resolution, and that's me coming to the point where I have this resolution in my life where I'm at peace.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
I have also noticed that a lot of the tracks on this album, they're a lot shorter than what the previous kind of escapades were. So songs like All Night Temple, for example, which is like a good sprawling 4.5, 4:40, 4:50 minutes. Is it an idea of you kind of really knew what these songs were going to be from the get-go, or was there an idea of a tight, short song is a good song?
I think it's purely a marketing perspective.
Okay.
just give them enough, and then be like, "Oh, you want some more? Well, listen to the others."
3 choruses and half a verse.
I would say, not from your like lyric writing perspective, but I think as we've grown as a band in the last sort of 4 years. Or definitely the last few releases, I think we've learned to sort of say what we needed to say maybe quicker.
Okay.
And not maybe have to. There's still a couple of five-minute songs on this one, but it's not the norm. I don't know. For me, like playing guitar or whatever, I feel like that's a thing. I think we just we figured out how to say what we wanted to say, but quicker.
So
figure out how to get there. Figure out how to get there better.
There's a lot more editing now than there was in the past, because there'd only be one song every year as a drip feed. You know, before the EP, that was the most significant. Before 2017 was the last sort of EP. And now there's a lot more editing of the songs because everyone has to play their parts and everyone has their input on them. And if we just get rid of the fat, you know,
it's
not necessary. So this has really, it's really indicative of that. Like I said, Next to Skin is an older song and that is 6 minutes and everything else is under 4.5 minutes.
So it's about efficiency as much as it is about feeling.
It's about getting lean.
Yeah.
Just all those songs on the George Foreman grill and just...
Cubs, diet cub.
Yeah. Well, we're drinking margaritas now.
But I was watching their figure.
We're going to hear another cut from this release. And it's one of the more slow-burning tunes, I think, on the record. But again, going back to what some of these kind of central themes are with this LP... as much as this song Stars is about a relationship from an outside perspective, you know, these can still be topics that are very negatively viewed sometimes. You can't really write, I mean, you can, it's happened before, but you know, people don't write love songs when they're in love. It always seems to be like a post-love operation. Mm-hmm. I'm not quite sure what that means, but I'm going to roll with it. And, you know, when you're being soundtracked by this absolutely golden Lady Lion experience, you know, it kind of flips everything on its head. So do you think if I put you to task, you could write a really dark, brooding, haunting track, or is that not really in the mission statement for Lady Lion?
Well, we wrote... I read Texas Golden, which was a love song about Reese, which is like, which is less, which is not, you know, super joyful, I guess. But no, I mean, I wanted to make something really fun.
Sure.
And that's what Cub is. There's lots of heartfelt moments, but my general feeling overall was to make something that I felt a lot of joy listening to and people could dance to and, you know, it just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
I think me and Ross have got a little bit of emo past history. I've seen
photos of Ross in his emo phase.
That's true.
I can validate that.
Break, I could write you a really sad song.
I was going to say, I think it's a testament to Hayley's songwriting that I think you could put her in a room and say, you need to write me a sad song, and you could tap into something in your life that would bring that up, and you could do it really well. Just because that's not where you are now, but I think you could do that for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. Easy. All right. Well, let's hear it. This is Stars by Lady Lion. You're in the band next door here on 2SCR. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in a couple of minutes straight after this. Stick around.
You feel left alone, and you and I.
A track there from the debut record by Sydney's very own Lady Lions. Kick up your heels and have a cry to it. It's a tune called Stars from the record Cub, the debut LP, which came out today. It's still in its own infant stages. Sometimes when a band writes a record or writes a song, it's songs that, you know, they have spent so much time with and together and going through and nitpicking the layers and the elements that they're kind of sick of a record. Is that the way that you feel about this one, even though it's the day it came out? I don't expect you to be sick of it yet. But is there times when it's like, you know, we're singing a sad song and I don't really feel like being, you know, cathartic at the moment?
Can I tell you a secret?
Of course.
We haven't even played half of it live.
Oh, wow.
Ever.
Yeah, we've played like four.
So no.
Like four of them live. Yeah. I was up, the record came out last night and I've heard it tons of times. And I was still up till 2:30 listening to it. I listened to it twice and was texting the group chat. I was texting the group chat. Everyone else had gone to bed and I was still up being like, man, that part's so good. And I'm so proud of this song and da-da-da. I'm not sick of it at all.
It is still surprising, which is a really nice thing because, we played a lot of our music for a long time and that's a really beautiful thing. But, you do get over it, obviously. But this, I still am hearing things where I'm like, oh, we did that. Like, that's cool, yeah.
If it's a record that you haven't played most of it live yet, is it daunting to bring it to a crowd and to have them kind of analyze your thoughts and feelings and, you know, see what's in the closet, the big Lady Lion closet?
I think all the people who come to Lady Lion shows have been keen for new music for a long time.
Cool.
Everyone has been so supportive through this process and everyone's known that we were doing it. So I think overwhelmingly people are just excited to hear something new and no matter what it is.
Yeah.
You know, so, and I've had lots of texts today from people saying, oh, I really love this song. And I'm like, oh, that's a sad, slow song, which, you know, is not, yeah, like it's part and parcel of what you do, but yeah, it's really nice to be able to be vulnerable like that and also still write rock songs.
So you recorded the record with Wade Kerrigan.
Kieran, yep.
Where did you record it at?
Golden Retriever in Ragville. Yeah.
Cool. So did you, because, you know, again, sometimes the environment can be a big perspective to how an album turns out, to how songwriting goes. You know, would you want to go out somewhere in the sticks and kind of, you know, actually create music that's in a rural setting? Because as much as it can be a concrete jungle, it's not the same as kind of being up in like Tamworth or going out to Goulburn to like Ram FM, for example. You know?
Yeah. We did a writing weekend at the end of November.
Okay.
Yeah.
To cover our bases because we obviously had a few of these songs, but there's still a few more to come. And everyone had to get familiar with their parts and figure out the structure of things.
Where was that?
And that was in Pure Valley, which used to be a Scientology resort.
Wow.
Camp, yeah. Reconditioning, reconditioning resort.
Officially a reconditioning
center. No, we'll show you some photos.
It was like an ex Airbnb resort that was once Scientology. Yeah. It was a little, you know, we rocked up and we were like, oh, we're just going to like play some songs in our room. Is that cool? And he was like, oh yeah, but I have to put you in the room that's like right next to us. And it's this.
Oh,
room. Like, oh no, dude, we're going to make so much noise.
And over and over and over again.
And he's like, and we're like, it's going to be awful. He's like, no, I don't mind. And we're like, is there anywhere else? He's like, actually, we have this full hall. We're like, what? And he took us down past all these like dilapidated buildings and it was like, oh, you know, we just have this hall that they used to use for their Scientology meetings here and it had a full stage and a PA and we're like, oh, this is perfect. Yes, dude. Like, great. Sweet.
But yeah. It was like and wasp's cobwebs and wasps and it was a crazy place, but it was so beautiful. It was like right next to this gorgeous little river and it was so nice to just be able to be there for a couple of days together, and that is really where most of the songs kind of took their form. And then Golden Retriever is just like a musician's playground. It's so beautiful there, and they've got all of the things you could possibly want I reckon I spent mostly about 20 hours playing a Juno that is on
every song. Every song.
On every song they'd let me put it on, which was only two. but no, being there and turning up there every day, we were doing 10-hour days for 10 days in a row, and I would have signed up for 10 more any moment.
That's a good sign. Yeah.
I do think just in that, like in the end of that question is, would we want to go away to somewhere and like write them all and record them? No.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think you would go insane and it gets too like, you get too...
Wait, we didn't go insane?
I think you get too in it and you have to have the space of normal life to be able to like focus on a song and be like, that's done, that's finished. And then you go into recording. I think if we, yeah. I don't know how they did in the drugs. That's how they did in the 70s.
How they do it.
You know, like 3 weeks and hours and they're like, we made a record. And it's like,
Definitely Wade was a huge part of the record and working with him was great. So
cool.
Mm. Highly recommend him to everybody. Yeah. As a person as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's always nice.
We endorse him.
Yeah. Yeah. Completely.
You do have a couple of shows coming up, and I actually, funnily enough, don't have them in front of me, but I can look them up and I can find them.
Are you talking about the Cub World Tour?
I'm talking about the huge, absolutely massive East Coast World Tour.
Yeah.
Playing live at the town near you. Will you begin in Terrigal, far reaches of Terrigal.
I grew up in Terrigal.
Oh,
so.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hometown.
Funnily enough, this is our first show ever on the Central Coast, I think.
As a band, yeah.
Yeah.
You've never done the Lincoln Pin?
No, we haven't done the Lincoln Pin. Oh. Woo Woo is so good they named it twice. Yeah. I have heard good things about the Lincoln Pin, though. Absolutely. Yeah.
So you're going from Terrigal through to Maitland, Newcastle, up to Tamworth, your second home.
Yeah.
Melbourne, Beechworth, Sydney, a huge 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 date world tour, ending at the Vanguard. What's going to be the next steps for Lady Lion? Like, as much as we have put the pin in, not the pin in, we realized that there were no leftovers from the Friends in Hell record. Is there going to be like a whole new plan of attack for the next album? Is there, I guess, what are they called, mood boards?
I think maybe we'll just try and tour this one for a while.
Yeah, okay.
And maybe try not to go insane, and then I think we'll put our mind towards that. I don't know what the next thing's going to have. I think we'll probably take the next, few months to get some inspiration back on the road.
Yeah.
And then we maybe turn that into...
I've already started writing album number two. But but the timeline will be, because, you know, it's been a year and a week since we sort of got the news we could do this, and we'll probably have 2 years next time maybe. But it's already happening. I think I think this is a really great exercise to do it in, like, and so focused, but it's not sustainable for and, you know, we'd probably all die of a heart attack if we had to do it every time.
Well, there is vinyl records, I believe, as well, which are beautifully printed. You can grab those, I assume, at the shows through your Bandcamp page.
Yep, absolutely.
Courtesy of Evening Records. A big shout out to Evening Records for putting out that lovely piece of wax. We're going to hear one last track from the Lady Lion album, Cub.
This one does have Juno on it.
This one, okay.
You know how I said I spent a lot of time.
There's Juno on Stars.
Fantastic.
Stuffing around on the Juno. There's Juno in this song.
Pay attention. Synth lovers.
The three songs we played are the Juno songs.
Oh, look at that.
Wow. Crazy.
This one is called The Line, and I would say it's probably one of your more Lion Dancey tracks, and it has a real drive to it as well. It's not really a twangy number. It's just like a nice straight edge, four to the floor track. What can you tell me about this song, and why does this one appear towards the end of the album when it should be? I'm not trying to tell you how to write.
Go on.
Well, it's too late now anyway, so say what you want.
You know, it's a good way to get it going.
Yeah.
But it appears towards the tail end of the record.
Yeah.
That was, I was just a bit perplexed by that. Mm. I don't know what musicians are thinking half the time.
Neither do we.
Well, if you knew the amount of time we spent trying to decide the track listing, that was longer than we spent writing the songs, wow. to be honest.
There was multiple.
But we did think about at the end it being like kind of like a 1-2 punch, you know? Yep. So it was like Next of Skin, which is the 10th song. It's so delicate to start with, and then it becomes this opus of, you know, sprawling music and has the violin and everything in the end. And then the line is this, like, drone driving, like, song. And then there's Like It Is, which is a sweet duet. Sort of...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a duet. It's also a little bit... It's a real genre change and has, you know... It sits in its own place. So it felt like the line was really the finish line. And then Like It Is was that.
Well, encore.
Yeah, encore. Like yeah. Cherry on top. Yeah, cool. Cherry on top. Cool. Yeah.
Well, I've also found out that it's inspired by roller coasters.
Oh my God. I didn't know this until last week when I was getting the lyric information together to send over to the good people of 2SER. Before I learned what this song is about, Hayley, I feel like you need to share this. It's insane.
Climbing up for a roller coaster?
No, it is. So it's two things. So like the metaphorical, well, I'll tell you the reality is. The reality is that there was this story about this poor woman who was on a roller coaster and she dropped her phone off it. And she waited until, like, she the staff were like, don't go under the track till I pick it up. She did when the roller coaster was going.
No.
And she got decimated.
Oh, my God.
this is what I'm saying.
And she didn't look down the line.
Oh, my God.
And then the other side of it is that terrible. There was quite a time pressure to do this album and the, like, you know, the anxiety that I felt to get everything done and the focus that I had to put into a lot of the things that needed to be done, the writing and the administration and constantly project managing for this whole year, was the other side of it where that's, you know, it was razor focus. It's been a razor focus for all of us for this whole year, and that was looking down the line. So it's a real dichotomy.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's, wow, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
And a little public service announcement for if you happen to be on a roller coaster and drop your phone.
Yeah, totally.
Listen to the staff.
Just get a new phone.
Jesus.
Also, excellent. Just to bring it back, the guitar riff in this is sick.
It is a great track, and I'm glad to leave it on this note. So a big thank you to Lady Lion for coming in, for having a chat, for letting 2SER feature your album this week. And, you know, allowing some of those tracks to be actually broadcast before its proper release date.
Only for you guys.
It's our pleasure.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your support, as always, yeah. Cameron. And as
it's
always,
been spectacular.
If you guys don't know out there, these guys have been backing us for a very long time, so we really appreciate it.